The spirit of Thanksgiving rejoices in the lion's den. The spirit of Thanksgiving will climb mountains of impossibility, saying, if God is for us, then who can be against us? The spirit of Thanksgiving will walk through the valley of the shadow of death in absolute victory. The spirit of Thanksgiving will lift your hands toward the throne of praise and grace, knowing that if God is on his throne, then everything is going to be all right.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Good evening.
Hello.
Well, you know what? I'm just excited to be here tonight. And in our today's episode, we'll be talking about having the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Wow.
That covers a lot.
it leaves you speechless and overwhelmed at the same time.
At the beginning, yes. Yes. I was reading in Ephesians 5:20. Says giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's important to be thankful about every single thing, and yes. I think we forget that as humans.
Yes, in everything, you know, it just comes with a, especially this time of year, this season. You know, there's so much to be thankful for, and it's in the air. It's everywhere, but man, it's Thanksgiving is something. It's every day. We should be giving thanks to our Heavenly Father, yes, and giving thanks to our Lord every day. He's so mindful of us.
Oh yeah.
And he provides for us as a shepherd over everyday lives, and so it's not just a seasonal holiday or seasonal time, but it's having an attitude of gratitude throughout the year.
Yeah, and you know, let's face it, we're an ungrateful bunch of people sometimes. Yeah. We kind of feel entitled.
Yes.
And we're not.
Rights. Have a right. We have
that's
rights.
Right.
We deserve this.
Yes.
And I'm thank God he doesn't give us what we deserve.
I know, right?
I'm thankful for his mercies that are
Amen.
New every morning, because yes, I used all my up yesterday.
That's right.
So I
got to start over.
I had to start over with some new ones today. You know, I was thinking, as I looked to the Psalms, the 9th chapter, the psalmist David was writing during a time of for his son Absalom, and he says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart, and I will show forth, or I will tell of all thy marvelous works. Oh. What a powerful scripture that is, because David made a choice. He said, I will. So when we have a spirit of gratitude or attitude about us, it's a choice.
It is.
We can choose to be thankful, or we can choose to be unthankful, or we can neglect that spirit about us. But David made a choice. He said, I will praise the Lord. And what I found when we have the spirit of or an attitude of gratitude in us, it will continue to build. It's almost like there's, if you want to call this, like kinfolk.
Mm-hmm.
Praise, gratitude, and thanksgiving. They all work together.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, to me, they kind of starts out with a heart. He said, with my whole heart.
Right.
David got his heart involved in it.
Right.
And that's what I think with the Thanksgiving, it begins in the heart as being an attitude, and then it develops more into a spirit of thanksgiving. And then I think, thirdly, if I could say this, it probably goes into praise,
mm-hmm,
which will turn into worship.
Absolutely. So, well, you know, if we embrace the spirit of gratitude,
yes,
you know, we have to be grateful, thankful for everything God has given us. His harvest, trials, blessings.
Yes.
You know, he's given us the breath of life as well as the gift of eternity.
Amen.
You know, there's so many things to be grateful for.
Yes.
And not get in our sad sack, so to speak.
Right.
And embrace and be thankful and grateful. And like you said, when we go into praise and worship along with Thanksgiving, wow.
Yeah.
It changes
it's like
things.
It's like a point of birth.
Yes.
It's like, because you said in verse 2, I will be glad.
Yes.
You know, that's an attitude of rejoicing.
It's a choice.
It is a choice. He made this again. I will praise and I will be glad. And I can't help but think, if you start praising the Lord, you're going to rejoice.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to be
happy.
You're going to be blessed. Because he said, I'm going to rejoice. Watch this. I will be glad and I will rejoice in you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thankful for Jesus, and we get the heartful Jesus. We're going to, and he said, I will sing praise unto thy name,
wow.
O thou most high.
Yes.
So it's a progressive work inside of us. Thank the Lord for that. Man, that's good stuff.
Well, Psalms 100:4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Amen.
So how do we bless his name? Thanksgiving, praises.
Absolutely.
Being joyful.
Absolutely. Psalms 106:1 says, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Wow, he is good. You can't outgive God.
He is.
I've heard that my whole life. You cannot outgive God.
That's right. He is good, and he's good to all.
He is.
So every person are to be able to know that God has been good to them.
That's right.
He's a good God.
You know, I tease all the time about being God's favorite. But I wish everybody felt that way.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
You know, we should all feel like we're his favorite kid. But I know people that don't feel that way. You know, they'll get in their minds that God's mad at them or he's punishing them. Or, you know, sometimes he might be doing one of those things. But 9 times out of 10, you're beating your own self up.
Well, he said it caused rain on the just and on the unjust.
That's right.
Somebody asked me this week, and I was talking to him. I said, how you doing? I said, oh, I'm just blessed and highly favored. And I got ready to leave, and after the conversation, I said, y'all have a blessed, glorious, prosperous, successful, beneficial day.
Yes.
And they go, wow.
That's a mouthful.
I said, yeah. I said, but God covers every aspect.
Yeah.
I said, we don't leave nothing undone.
No.
I said, we want to enjoy the goodness of God in all of our lives.
That's
every
right.
day.
You know, we need joy.
Yes.
If you don't have joy in our life, it's a sad time. You know, so I'm thankful for the joy that I know comes from God, because that's something to be thankful for. I'm
Absolutely.
Thankful for the joy in the morning that he gives us.
Absolutely. And that's what David was saying here, that Psalm 106:1. He says, for his mercy endureth forever.
Yes.
I'm going to thank God for his enduring love for me.
Yes.
I mean, we don't have to think very hard to find something to thank God for.
Yes. Breath we breathe.
Yes, absolutely. His love that endures forever, and his love that never fails. He loves us unconditionally.
Yes.
He loves us unreservedly. His love is inexhaustible.
It is.
There are just multiple things that we can praise the Lord for and rejoice in him.
Well, he gave his life for us.
Oh, my, yes.
What
yes.
an unspeakable gift. In 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. You know, there's so many gifts that he has blessed us with that they go unseen or unheard.
Yeah.
You know, it's just exciting to me to think about what am I missing? What am I missing, Lord? Show me today what I can be thankful for today.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm thankful for hot water.
Yeah. I'm a heater.
thankful for toothpaste and soap and just enjoying the blessing, the favor of the Lord. Because he says in Psalms 107:1, it's kind of almost a repeat of 106, but he follows up with this. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Then verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes.
So we're here tonight at Messiah's Podcast.
Yes.
And we're witnessing.
Yes.
We're witnessing to the fact that we have seen it.
Yes.
We've witnessed the fact that he has blessed us.
Amen.
In every area. So it not only is it an attitude of gratitude, but there's love in it, but also it'll lead you to tell somebody.
Yes. Yes.
Of the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
It leads us to witnessing to that. And
we need to be doing that
yes.
all the time, because there's so many out there that they just...
We share.
Are close to him. Yeah,
yeah,
and we have to share him.
We're sharing the goodness of God. We're sharing his, let's say it like this, we're sharing his wealth
yes.
with people that are broken.
Yeah.
Sharing his wealth with people
That's
that
good.
Are
I like
in
that.
Poverty or lack. And so he's a wealth of resources.
He is.
He's a wealth of love. And, you know, we're to be rich in faith
yes.
in Christ. And so that's one of the reasons that we're doing this podcast is to help people know that, hey, God is so good to everything, everybody.
Yes, he is.
And yes.
Yes, he's if any time that we get in a bind, I mean, I know where to go. And that's where I want everybody to know where to go. And I'm thankful for every second that he gives me time, or he gives me, you know,
yes,
that's special. That's anytime I'm in praise or I'm praying or I'm worshiping, you know, that's special to me. And I know it is to him.
But time is a valuable resource.
Yes.
Something we don't want to take casual. I hate the term, oh, I'm just wasting time or I'm just killing time. Mm-hmm. Time is so valuable to all of us, mm-hmm. and I'm thankful for the time that we do get to spend with him and spend time and with friends and fellowshipping of the Lord and just enjoying life. I mean, God wants us to be joyful in life.
He does.
He does. You know,
and take time to slow down and enjoy life.
Yeah.
It seems like we're going 90 miles an hour all the time, trying to, you know, as soon as they started playing Christmas music, okay, in Walmart, which happened, I don't know, a month ago.
October.
Yeah. It seemed like, it's like it starts an internal clock and it's just ticking so fast. And oh my goodness, it's all, I got the Thanksgiving dinner and then we the tree and the this. And it's like, listen, if I get that tree up the day before Christmas, hey, so be it. But why stress ourselves out to feel like we have to do, it's not about the things.
Yes.
It's not about the tree. It's not about the presents. It's not about the food. It is all about
relationship.
Yes.
With Christ.
Yes.
Who is our joy, who is our peace.
Amen.
And for that, I am thankful.
Praise
God.
I
am thankful that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm thankful that he loves me. I'm thankful. You know, in Philippians, which we're talking about, thankful to Philippians 4 and 6 says that, it says, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
Yes.
You know, if we want, thankful that he hears our prayers, mm-hmm. but thankful that he answers our prayers.
Yes.
And so when we come up with it, when we come to God with a spirit of thanksgiving, we're more apt to get our prayers answered.
That's right.
Than grumbling or complaining or
feeling sorry for ourselves. Yeah. Yes. Yes. You're right.
So we want to have that spirit of praise and thanksgiving so we can get our prayers answered.
Right.
Because God wants that communion with us.
He does.
He wants that communion with him. And, you know, and I think this is just a good scripture to let your request be made known unto God.
Yes.
You know, God's concerned about our needs.
He is.
He's concerned about He's even concerned about our wants, too. Mm-hmm. God loves to bless us.
He does.
Above and beyond. And
He's a giver. He loves to give to us.
Yeah, you just can't outgive God.
No.
I think I heard that somewhere.
Yes.
Can't outgive God on that.
Well, Daniel said in 2:23, he said, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. You know, he makes known things to us.
Yes.
And he gives us knowledge and wisdom. And those are very important things for him to give to us. Those are wonderful gifts.
Well, that comes with having that prayer time.
Yes.
And it comes a time with conversing with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that he can reveal.
Yes.
You know, but it takes us being quiet.
Yes.
to
why are you looking at me? He looked right at me, people.
To hear his voice.
Yes.
Whether it be in a wind or the storm or hurricane or the still small voice.
Yes.
And that's the importance. And I'm thankful that we can enter that time to where we can just spend with the Lord. That's precious times right there.
It is.
So precious times that we have.
It is. And, you know, just coming into that inner court with him, that intimate prayer time, that intimate praise and worship time, it's so important. You know, you can pray all day and every day just in your car or driving or working or whatever you're doing. But when you take the time to say, I'm going to set this time aside and I'm going to make this a special time with my Lord, you know, that is what's so important, is that you're how special do you feel when somebody says, hey, I drove all the way over here just to see you, or, you know, I've been thinking about you, or I've been, you know, that makes us feel special and set apart.
fills
He wants the same thing.
It fills our happy tank.
There you go. And that's what he wants. He just wants us to commune with him. That's what he created us for.
Well, if you, when you talk about that, if you go to Psalm 56 and verse 10, David was saying this right here. He said, in God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. Well, when we spend time in the word, we're thankful that we've got a Bible.
Yes.
Thankful that we've got a Bible, that we are a people in the United States where we're allowed to
have
Bibles
read it.
And have the freedom to read it and apply it.
Yes.
But we need to thank God that we do have the word,
yes.
that we can spend time to hear him.
That's right.
And so, but you know, because if you look in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, he says, in everything give thanks. Now, the second line is that, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Wow.
It's God's will
yes.
that we praise him.
That's
right. It's God's will that we offer up thanksgivings
right.
to him. That concerns us. That's what
yes.
it says, concerning
well,
you.
Well, and in the Old Testament, we've talked about this before, you know, with all of the sacrifices and all of the hoops and things that they jumped through, because it was required by God to do that.
Yes.
So, you know, I've always said this, if you want to really know God, read the Old Testament, because that's God in the Old Testament. And Jesus is the New Testament, right? Get in there, read the word, study,
Amen.
Figure out what he wants Amen. From us.
That's it. It says in 1 Thessalonians 3 and 7, therefore, brethren, we have comforted or we're comforted or we're concerning over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith, for now we live if we stand fast
yes.
in the Lord. It's important that we stand firm in the Lord.
Yes.
He said in verse 9, for what thanks can we render again, or render to God again for you?
Wow.
We need to be thankful for each other.
Yeah.
Thankful for our family.
Yes.
Thankful for our church people. Or, you know, sometimes we're probably closer to our church family than what we are immediate families.
Right.
And I've said this many times, many funerals that I preach, that you don't have to be blood kin to be family.
No, you don't.
And especially during the holidays, people battle loneliness or they battle being alone at times. But if we thank God for the friends
right.
and the family that we have, that's important. That's what Paul was saying. He said, we rejoice over all you with joy.
Yes.
Thank God that we can rejoice in joy
yes.
for the family, the friends that we have to help us during this
right.
time, to just be there. So, man, there's so much. Like I said, we're just kind of hitting
just touching the surface, scratching the surface.
We're just scratching the surface
yes.
tonight of so
a
many.
A huge topic.
Yes.
Thanksgiving
it's,
is a
well,
huge topic.
Well, it's every
topic.
Day. It's
yes.
every day. It's a lifetime.
Yes.
It's a lifetime of praise. And so we're just hitting some highlights here tonight. And,
yes.
you know, I thank God that he's forgiven me.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, that's opened up.
That's huge.
That
right
opened
there.
Up. And that's a whole other segment.
That's right.
But my goodness.
But you know, we have to thank him for the trials. And that's not something people
no.
want to get into. You know, I don't want to go back through that. Well, be thankful that you've went through it. And now that he's given you knowledge and wisdom and understanding,
yeah.
not to get wind up there again.
Right. Well, those trials, they shape us. They
yes.
mold us. And
make us who
we're
we
not
are.
So much, we're not so much in a joy going through them. But
no.
when we come out of them, we're
yes.
saying, wow, what a change.
Right. It's going through the fire.
Yes.
Yes.
That we become that purified, that we become that redemptive salvation, sanctification process
yes.
in our life. And wow, such a great topic tonight
yes.
that we can just share this. And we're just so thankful for our listening audience. We're thankful for our church and our podcast. And Mary, thankful for you.
Yes.
Josh, thankful for you tonight. And God is so
okay,
good.
Okay, stop trying to outdo us. He's trying to outthank us, folks.
Well, come on now. Come on.
But we should praise, and we should be thankful.
Yes.
These are things that are required, like you read earlier.
Yeah. Well, necessary.
Yes.
Necessary, required. Yes.
And
yes.
we need to be aware of that. Maybe people aren't aware of these things. And so we just want to, this is part of our podcast, is bringing awareness
yes.
of God's word to people.
You know, Paul wrote in Acts, he said, it's in him that we live, breathe, and have our being.
Yeah.
He said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
No.
But with me, through me, you can
do all
things.
Things.
Christ
Amen.
Is the source. We
yes.
our lives, whether people know it or not,
mm-hmm.
our lives revolve around him.
Yeah.
He is the source of all life. He's the giver of all life.
Yes.
He breathed the breath of life in us. God's the source.
Yes.
And so we're just trying to point people to the cross, point people to Jesus, say, look, without him, he's the light.
Right.
He's their strength. He gives us power to get wealth. He gives us the ability to work. He gives us the common sense, the knowledge to do things in our lifetime.
Yes.
And people never take the time to thank him.
No. No, that's
and
true.
And so there's so much, so much. So like I said, I love the word awareness tonight. If we can make people aware of God's grace, his provision, protection.
His love.
Yeah, it's endless to what we can be thankful for.
That's true.
I mean, we've covered a lot of areas tonight, but it's just been a great. So let the attitude begin to birth in our heart.
Yes.
Let it develop into a spirit of gratitude, lead it to thanksgiving, and then ultimately to a spirit of praise and a spirit of worship to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, that redeemed us from the curse, that died upon the cross so that we could have life and have it more abundantly.
Woo!
I get me to preaching on this on this talk show. God is so good. You know, when I was down, he raised me up.
Yes.
When I was sick, he healed my body.
Yes.
When I was lost, he found me. Praise be to God for his faithfulness that he never quit
He's never left us. He's never forsaken us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Right.
He left the 99 to
come get you.
Come get me.
That's right.
My Lord. So, I mean, this is a powerful subject tonight. I'm so glad that you guys do this. And we pray for our audience tonight that are listening and watching, whatever time it may be for you, that you'll just stop and just say, Lord, I just thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for so many blessings that we've got to be grateful for and thankful for. So, but we know that time has come once again tonight. So I've enjoyed this podcast tonight. So,
well, if you'll lead us in a prayer, Pastor, and we just want to reach out to everyone, and we just want to tell you how thankful we are to have you in our lives. So,
amen.
But let's just go to the Lord in prayer real quickly.
Amen. Most gracious, kind Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word tonight, Lord. We thank you for the evidence, Lord, the proof that we sense your presence in our hearts and our lives. Lord, your hand of mercy that's upon us. Lord, your guidance. Lord, the protective hand of God, the provisional hand of God. Lord, we're debtors. God, we're truly debtors to you, your ultimate kindness, Lord, that mercy that endures forever. Lord, and you gave us a promise, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. What a promise we have in you, Lord, that we find through the word that we're so thankful for, that we can be possessors of this word and hold it in our hands, that we can turn the pages and read the word, read the love letter from God to us. And Father, we just thank you for our staff tonight. We thank you for our people that make this podcast happen. And God, we just pray for our listening audience tonight that you will bless them or whatever area of the state that they're in tonight. Lord, that you will just overwhelm them with your love, your presence, your power, your deliverance tonight. Lord, because we're thankful for them. We're thankful for the people tonight, Lord, that are looking for realness, that are looking for something, looking for hope. And so, Father, we just pray for them now that you'd make yourself real to them. Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you for this opportunity, Father, for serving you, living for you. We thank you for eternal life that only comes by knowing you and having that relationship. Glory to God, Father. We just rejoice. We rejoice in you tonight. We bless you and we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. That's wonderful. Well, this has been a wonderful podcast. We should praise and thank God no matter what we have been through or what we're going through. Let's just praise him together and be thankful for everything that he has for us. And I'd just like to say thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfit podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.